Yes, what we have asked is that the mandate of MONUSCO change in order to give them more strength to protect more efficiently civilian populations that are endangered by the actions of Rwandese forces and their proxy groups inside the eastern Congo. We are losing a lot of people, and we need this idea of international neutral force to be deployed in the border work as quickly as possible. And the only way to make it is to use these international force already in the field, that is MONUSCO.
What changes do you expect? Because MONUSCO is there to protect unarmed civilians. What changes do you expect?
They have no mission of being deployed at a border between Congo and a foreign country. They should give them that mandate. They have no mandate of neutralizing negative forces as it was stated in Addis Ababa. They should be given such a mandate. So I think that the mandate should change in order to make MONUSCO work more efficiently, because the terms of the ongoing mandate are so weak.
Well, but Honorable, if I may ask you, the need for your call for a change in the mandate can only be sanctioned by the UN Security Council. When are you going to make this case for the MONUSCO's mandate to be changed to meet your requirement?
It is a call to Security Council. It is what we have done. Our foreign minister was in New York in order to seek for that change. We know that only Security Council can make it. And we know that the Security Council is concerned, as everybody, with the situation of our people who are being killed every day. So that is a call upon Security Council to take measures so that people are protected.
So how soon do you think the UN Security Council will make a decision to meet your request or your request to change the mandate of MONUSCO?
Of course, we are calling to them. We are working. Our new ambassador in the UN is still working, contacting all permanent members as well as non-permanent members so that they come quickly with the decision. Also, we shall work for it during the summit of SADC that is taking place today in Dar es Salaam. Our head of state is there, and we shall work also for it during the summit of the Great Lake Region Summit that will take place, I think, on 6th or 7th of this month in Kampala.
Well, so, Honorable, let me ask you, how are you, you said you want this international force to combat the proxy and the Rwandans who are using them in your... Now, the Rwanda has repeatedly denied involvement, and that report said they are not involved in that, and that those accusations are without merit.
There is no involvement of Rwanda, that there shouldn't be a problem for Rwanda that an international neutral force be deployed at the border, because Rwanda should not fight such an idea. Rwanda will fight such an idea only if Rwanda is involved, because if it is not involved, I think it will welcome such an idea that will be a way to prove that Rwanda is innocent. So we see no reason why Rwanda should oppose only if Rwanda is guilty of involvement in Congo destabilization.
How are you cooperating with other nations in the Great Lakes region as well as the African Union to help resolve this problem that you described as very dire?
I told you that this idea is supported very strongly by SADC member states. It is also supported by the majority, the big member of the Great Lakes region, that is more than 10 countries in Africa. So we think that it got also support from African unit, Union or African, and we think that for as far as Africa is concerned, We have got support, and this is not an idea that will cost, because when you change the mandate of MONUSCO, there is no more troops to add. Troops are already there. It is only a change of their duty.